Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't know if anybody saw. I can't remember who had the report like last week that the Browns could be interested in a reunion with Kareem Hunt. And I think Jeff Shadell also wrote about this over the weekend. And I just want to take the temperature, all right? I'm just going to throw this out there. You can hit me up, at Nick Wilson Says. You can hit me up, 216-474-0092. You guys still interested in a Browns-Kareem Hunt reunion? I'm taking the temperature here because, you know, the Odell Beckham Jr. conversation, every time we have it, people react as if we're, like, trying to bring rice in into the country. I'm trying to bring rice into the studio or the Cleveland Browns, like some sort of lethal substance. And I get it. I mean, you guys lived a lot more of the Odell Beckham Jr. experience every single week than I did because I wasn't here when it happened. However, if we talk about reunions that actually make sense, the Browns need a speedy wide receiver who is good at improvising on the field. And they're going to need to get a guy who is perceived as damaged goods. Odell Beckham Jr. coming off another torn ACL, has not played for a year, and the guy's a bit of a dodo. I would say that kind of qualifies as damaged goods. If the Browns were running the offense that they were supposed to run with Baker Mayfield, 25, 30 touches a game, I'd be all over Kareem Hunt coming back. I think Kareem repositioned his life perfectly in Cleveland, coming off what got him cut by the Kansas City Chiefs. And I know there was the weird hold-in last year. That didn't really bug me. But I'm already looking at Nick Chubb having a diminished role on this team. What was the Matthew Berry thing? 12 touches per game for Kareem Hunt or for Nick Chubb? Where are the touches for Kareem Hunt? And the ironic part is, I think Kareem Hunt actually fits better with Deshaun Watson than maybe Nick Chubb does, because he's a versatile two-way back. So you can involve him in the run game. You can split him out of the slot. I mean, pretty much the only thing you don't want to do with Kareem is kind of stick him out wide. With Nick Chubb, he's pretty much going to come out of the backfield. But I just can't see a scenario in which Kareem and Nick Chubb are back in the same backfield together. I can't see a scenario in which that actually makes sense for a team that just spent a fourth or fifth round pick on Jerome Ford, for a team that's already paying Nick Chubb a lot of money, and for a team that already has questions about what the role of their best running back, Nick Chubb, will be in 2023. 216-474-0092. If the prices come down on Kareem Hunt, does a Kareem Hunt reunion make more sense? Would you be behind the Browns having a Kareem Hunt reunion? It's so funny because I totally get if you're out on the Odell Beckham Jr. thing, if you got if, and not just that, if Kevin Stefanski was out on it, I would get it. The guy's a diva, and if the guy gets hurt, you pretty much lost him for that season, because even when he comes back, he's a weirdo. He is a diva, but I would say that Odell, I would say the idea for Odell to come back would have two things going for it. One, Deshaun Watson would be the best quarterback he's ever played with by a mile in terms of just talent. And I think in terms of stylistically, I think Deshaun and OBJ fit perfectly. I think the other thing, I don't think OBJ has options. And maybe I'm wrong. Jordan Schultz was on Middays today and said there are other teams more interested in him, which I buy. But, you know, he expects kind of a robust market for Odell Beckham Jr. Going to be 30. Had two knee injuries. Apparently at his workout, he was a little chunky. And oh, by the way, his reputation absolutely precedes himself. So that makes sense to me. Kareem Hunt coming back, other than I like Kareem Hunt, other than I want to see Kareem Hunt have a continued, like, valuable NFL career, and I like when he backs up Nick Chubb. The Browns have a need at wide receiver. Do the Browns really have a need at backup running back? William, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got?
What's up, Nick?
Not much, buddy.
Hey, I got a take, and I want you to let me explain it before you hang up on me.
we'll see.
I think the Browns should trade Nick Chubb. I think they should trade Nick Chubb, get Kareem Hunt. Part of the reason is Kareem Hunt wasn't good here because he's better running that Kansas City offense. Running out of the shotgun with Deshaun, Nick Chubb isn't going to be as good. Kareem Hunt will be better. But with that being said, the hell with OBJ, I would bring back Jarvis Landry. And if you have Jarvis Landry, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and the guy we got from Dallas, I can't think of his name right now.
Amari Cooper.
I think we would be much, 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 much better. And use whatever we can get for Nick Chubb and get another defensive player, I think we'll be very, very good. I hate, because Nick Chubb is my favorite Browns player, but I got a feeling they're going to tailor the offense to Deshaun, which will diminish Nick Chubb. So if we're going to have a diminished Nick Chubb, I'd rather have Kareem Hunt, who's better running out of that offense, and getting the most we can get for Nick Chubb. So that's my view on it. But I would bring back Jarvis. Jarvis, even when he was here, he's not a burner. But if you remember, he caught everything. He was a great team guy, great in the locker room, and he galvanized the troops. So I was always a big Jarvis. I see he is a free agent, so I would go after him. But I would stay a mile away from Odell.
All right, William, we appreciate you, buddy. To the Nick Chubb thing, I don't think anybody's going to make it valuable enough for you to trade for Nick Chubb. If you trade a face of your franchise, a guy who is one of the five best players at his position in the NFL, if you trade him for a third-round pick, is that really worth what Nick Chubb is worth to you? Because I'm not talking about his worth in terms of the analytical side of things. Like, I'll be honest with you guys. Everybody keeps talking about the fit issue with Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb averaged 5.8 yards per carry out of the shotgun last year. He had 514 yards out of the shotgun. Doesn't that sound kind of good? 5.8 yards per attempt. One-third of his yards came out of the shotgun? Now, I think the problem with Nick Chubb is he's not been utilized in the pass game as much. He's not as versatile as a running back catching the ball. Yeah, I don't care about that. I'll take the better player. Because I think there is a fair question. Kareem did not have the same pop last year as I felt he did the first 2 years, or really, let's just say the 2020 year, where he had his best year as a Cleveland Brown. Nick Chubb, I have not doubted the pop, his ability to still make big plays. Now, to the Landry thing, if Jarvis wants a spot and is willing to take a very small deal. I think Jarvis is one of the best leaders the Browns have had here. I would love it. If Jarvis wants $8 to $10 million a year, somebody else is going to have to pay him that. He was bad last year. He was hurt, which has kind of started to become a problem for him the last 2 years. He was out and out bad last year, and I don't think he fits the need. Jace, welcome to the show, bud. What you got for us?
I love this reunion idea, and I think I agree with you. As much as I love Kareem, I don't think you keep Kareem because we got Jerome Ford right there, who I think is just waiting for his time to blow up. But I got a question for you, though. I like the reunion, but I don't want OBJ, that 30-yard receiver. What do we think? What do we think about low risk, high reward? Maybe bring Josh Gordon in to camp, and if he makes the team, makes the team. If not, we don't lose anything.
Well, I think Odell Beckham Jr. is also low risk, high reward. Like, they're both guys you're going to bring in potentially at a smaller number, and then see what they have. If either end up being a distraction, you can cut them with just losing a couple million bucks.
I just feel with the Odell thing, you know, I feel like he's going to cost us more money in the long run than Gordon, who's not even in the NFL at this point. You could throw whatever you wanted at him, and if he sticks, he sticks. If not, there's no skin off of us. But we know one thing, he can make a route out of no route. He can, and I feel like with Deshaun running around, he'll be a good target to have.
Yeah, I just don't know what, and I thank you for the call, Jace. I don't know what Josh has left. I mean, this is a guy who has been in advantageous situations, right? He was with Kansas City last year, or in 2021. Last year, he had a couple of years in Tennessee. The thing that made Josh so great once upon a time was his size mixed with his ridiculous athleticism. I don't know he still has the goods. Now, to Jace's point, like, listen, everybody that was mentioned, if we're just going to do the Happy Days reunion special every offseason, any one of those three wide receivers. I like Jarvis Landry. I think the Browns could use another leader like that in the locker room. I think Odell Beckham Jr. probably gives you the most upside of all three guys. He's also the guy that's the biggest pain in the ass we've had here, which is saying something because the Browns have specialized in pains in the asses the last couple years. Josh, it's a flyer. But I actually think that's the way to look at it. Like, when I talk about Odell Beckham Jr., I'm not talking about we're going to give this guy 1 year $10 million. And if somebody's willing to, God bless him. To me, Odell Beckham Jr. is exactly the thing that he tweeted. He's not. Where he went on his Twitter to refute the idea that he wants $20 million a year. And said he feels like he's worth more than $4 million. If that's the case, good on you, bud. If you can find somebody to give you more than that, good. There's no way in hell they should pay that guy any more than $4 to $6 million on a one-year prove-it deal. And if Odell doesn't realize that's where he is in his career, well, then maybe he's going to have to sit out most of another season. Because there were teams that were interested in him, but he wasn't interested in either what they were paying, the role they had. And I think the he wasn't physically ready thing, I always felt that was kind of an excuse for the he didn't see his market the same way the teams, including the Dallas Cowboys, saw him last year. All three of those guys are basically what they are. If Josh Gordon or OBJ has anything, you keep him around. If they don't, or OBJ's a drama queen, well, then you're out a couple million dollars. That's better than if you bring in Nuke Hopkins, pay him $20 million a year, and give up the second round or third round pick for him, and then he starts having injury problems again. Tommy, welcome to the show, bud.
How are you, my friend?
Doing very well. I think this is your first call with us on the new phone line, so congrats on that.
I know I got it wrong twice, but anyway. Listen, Kareem is sticking around. You know why? I think the baggage is still following him. There's teams that have signed backs for the last 2 weeks, and they haven't talked to him. So I'm thinking he's coming back. okay? We're going to have the Nick Chubb, Kareem thing again, okay? And I think we're going to have Kareem in the slot a lot more, all right? I think he's coming back because they're not going to pay him a lot of money. We're paying him money. So, you know, we're paying him decent money. And I think he's going to stick around. I really do. I think Kareem's coming back. I want him to come back. I want him and Nick Chubb to be there. Ford and them, they're okay. He's only, you know, been here 1 or 2 years. He's going to get his play down the road.
Yeah, I just – so I guess my thing is, and you kind of elaborated what you thought the role would be, it's more about is he worth $2.5 million? Like the Browns paid D'Ernest Johnson last year like $2.25 million to sit on the bench. I can't remember how many carries D'Ernest Johnson had. It was kind of a stupid purchase. As great as he was the year before that, paying your fourth string or third string running back $2.2 million to sit on the bench isn't good business. So even with a dedicated role, like, and again, I think Kareem is a very valuable player. I think his versatility gives you value. Like Miles Sanders had, 1,350 yards last year and 11 touchdowns. He got 4 years, $21 million. I don't think that it's that Kareem's past is coming back to haunt him. I think he's a 27-year-old running back that in a position that has been completely devalued by the numbers guys. I think that's what's hurting Kareem. And I think the problem is, Devin Singletary just got 1 year, $3.5 million. Where's Kareem going? Because I don't think there's room at the end unless he's willing to accept vet men. And even then, I would say, all right, why are we doing this again? Jake, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Doing well, bud. Thank you.
Hey, so I hear you talking about reunions. If we're talking reunion, I don't even know what it would cost or if we could afford it, but I missed the conversation the other day. I think I heard you talking recently. I want DeAndre Hopkins. I think him and Deshaun have chemistry. He's still in the league. He can play in the league. We know this. He's talented, and he's a freak athlete. When you get a chance to get a guy like that, a freak, you go and get him. He's got 5XL hands. He has to have custom gloves made. You don't think that's going to help him here? I mean, that's part of the reason he's so great. But he's a great route runner. He has chemistry and history with Deshaun. I don't care what it costs. Go get him. That's who we should be going for.
All right, Jake. I will say, if you said, would you rather DeAndre Hopkins or Odell Beckham Jr., I'd probably say Odell. I don't think you are properly looking at the risk of DeAndre. Because it's not just you're going to trade him. This is the same thing that drove down the value of Brandon Cooks. It wasn't that Brandon Cooks can't ball anymore. It's for a 30-year-old receiver, you're going to have to, you know, pick him up. So in that case, you're going to have to pay him his $18 million salary. In the case of Nuke Hopkins, not only does he want you to pay him the money he's owed, he also wants a contract extension. So from that standpoint, you've got a guy who hasn't played a full season in 3 years. You've got a guy who is going to ask for a lot of money, probably $20 million a year, and then you have to give a pick for him. That's my concern. Kareem Hunt or Odell Beckham Jr., what reunion would you rather see the Browns pursue this offseason?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.